Listen, it's a good honey.
It's a very good honey, yeah, it's a very good honey. And then this is a honey from the reef there, Tate Modern.
Tate Modern?
Yeah, that's...
And Wapping Essence, not very far, is it? Mmm. Now, the distance between the hive that produced this and the hive that produced that, how far?
A mile and a half, probably, I'd say.
How is it that you can get such a different variety of honey, though, in such a small... short distance?
Well, so in urban areas especially, there's the most, you know, fantastic array of flowering plants and trees.
Of course, I couldn't pass up the chance of showing off my own produce.
Right, do you want to try my honey now?
Of course I want to try your
this
honey.
This is from Buckinghamshire, yeah. Deepest, well, not deepest Buckinghamshire, it's only just outside the M25, really.
I love the label, it's like it's, there should be some sort of warning.
Could be toxic.
Could be toxic. No, it looks great.
It's a couple of years old, because I didn't get any honey last.
Oh, it's a mature.
Mature. It's lovely. Been getting better in the jar. It hasn't crystallised at all.
Oh, now that's rather good, Bill.
Is it?
Yeah, that is rather good. Really lovely.
I think Steve's probably being generous. This fact, though, that bees are doing well in cities could, of course, be hinting at what's happening in the countryside. And I'd like to find out a bit more about how that habitat is changing.
060 degrees 1.
That's 03, thank you. Dr. Deepa Senapathy has been studying the changes in land use in the countryside.
Cool. Isn't it cool? I love it.
To demonstrate what she's found, she wants to give me a bird's eye view.
So we're flying over some mixed woodland here, which you think would be a pretty nice place for bees to live. What's the picture been here?
So this site historically was woodland, and very little has changed. Less than 5% of this site has changed over time. And yet... there's a 35% decline in species richness that's been recorded.